Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm coming to you today from Louisiana. I'm down here doing, being a spokesperson on behalf of the wetlands, trying to save them down here. It's just been an incredibly beautiful journey down here with these people and heart-opening. It's just been an experience. And I was talking to someone on the phone, and they said, "Oh, my God, Dee, I want your life." Well, I'm here to tell all of you, I want you to have my life, too. My life is good. And I want you to know it wasn't always. It may have appeared that way to a lot of people who followed me. It may have appeared that way in the press. It may have appeared that way even to some of my friends. I was always successful. I was always pretty. I was always kind of sexy. And I always made it in pretty much everything that I set out to do. And I never acknowledged that about myself. Yeah, I'm taking a purposeful pause there. How much of your greatness and happiness are you not acknowledging? Because if you're not acknowledging it and you think, yeah, well, I'm just lucky, or yeah, well, that just happened, or you're not really living in the experience of the joy which creates more of it. Now, what that looks like is I always have to have more to be happy. And then the more comes, and then, of course, you're not happy still because you still need to have more to be happy. And you didn't really do it, and you didn't really create it, and it was just luck, and now what else? And so I'm urging everyone this week to really hold the focus on how happy and awesome you are and how much, no matter how little it may appear, how much you have actually created yourself anew in this year. For the new people who are joining us, and there are many right now coming in from all these new places that the show is airing, if you truly want to get a hold of your life and turn it around and feel the power of your own creation and see it exponentially showing up in your life, you found the right place. There are miraculous things happening in this community, not the least of which is yours truly. So I want to tell you a little story. You know, the person that said that to me was not creating very much in their life. And they were bemoaning the fact that they didn't have enough. And they said, well, you know, but I want to be you, Dee. I want to have and be doing what you're doing. Well, I looked at them and said, yes, but I am consciously creating every moment of my life. I'm saying, what do I want to do now? Where's my joy now? What can I write now? Where can I create now? And you're waiting. And waiting for the world to show up for you is not consciously creating, guys. So I have to tell you this story. I think I shared with you that I had some downtime, and I said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So I wrote the first book to go with my bear. Now, everybody had said to me, oh, that's a great idea down the line, Dee. Down the line, you know, once we get the bear established and everything, then we'll, you know, go into some other products. And I thought, well, no, I want everybody to see the possibility of what I see right now. I got nothing to lose. I'm going to sit down and write this book. And I shared with you that the channel, seriously, this book wrote itself in minutes. Then I'm talking to my beloved Vincenzo, who has helped me with my marketing and has been literally an angel sent from God with his contacts and his expertise and his heart. And I'm telling him about the book, and he goes, oh, Dee, could I please have a shot at illustrating the book? Now, I had another illustrator that I liked very much in mind, but I said to Vincenzo, oh, sure, take some shots. Well, so he did, and we sent off some preliminary sketches in the book to my new licensor that I'm signing with, that came from the toy fair that everybody told me not to go to, right? So he looked at it and he said, oh my God, you know, I'm having a meeting with a publisher. Now, the deals aren't signed and nothing's in place yet, except I'm knowing that it is. And he had this meeting and he said, you know, she loved this. She gets it. She sees all the possibilities for it. And I think she's going to write you up a proposal. And she also wants to help market this bear because she thinks it's really going to change the world. Now, what I want you to hear is that the part of me that was way down deep inside that was saying, don't do it yet. That's all right. Go ahead and wait. Hearing all those things coming back to me, right, was superseded just by the joy of sitting down and creating something for this bear that I so love. And so now it's going to take off a lot faster, and now people can see everything that's in place and where it could go, because I didn't wait. I created. What can you create right now about what you're calling about, okay? Then, you know, the trip here has just been, I can't even describe to you the amount of love that I felt on this trip. Now, again, 2 years ago when a friend of mine called and said, I've just done this personal appearance and they're looking for somebody else for next year. I couldn't do it last year, but I can do it this year. But I took steps right away to begin the creation of me being here, right? So I want you all to stop waiting. I want you to get busy creating in your life, even if it's in your imagination, even if it's sitting down writing a poem, even if it's creating a visit to the gym. All right, now I want to get to this next really important stuff here. We have a lot of beautiful new people joining us. I'm getting emails every day about where do I start, where do I start, where I want everybody to start. And even those people that have been with me for a while, go listen to The Gift. It's free on the website. The Gift is a good basis to the energy and how it works. And then I want you to go to the store and hover over it for the pull-down menu and go click on webinars and look for the topics that you are focused on around breaking your life open. If it's money, there's money webinars. If it's health, there's Boku Health. If there's relationships, these webinars are all channeled information. And we work interchangeably with Q&A people on these webinars after you get the initial channeled information. They are powerful beyond words, and they will give you perspectives that you have not had before. Right now, guys, we need to support ourselves. So whether it's my stuff or somebody else's stuff that resonates with your highest knowing, and I say that because you have to be pretty darn careful not to listen to everybody, because everybody doesn't know. Support yourself during the week in walking your talk and staying in the creation of this. Now, the highest thing that we can do, all of us, and we need to focus it before we do it. So basically, we're going to claim this around, hold on, I'm waiting for the words to come in. We're claiming this around the highest intention that we can hold. This is the highest intention, okay, that we can hold around creating what we want. So get very clear right now and state very simply what you want. For example, I want a flat stomach right now. And I was amazed to find out that claiming this was about that, right? It's not about, this is a true statement, yes, it's not about gluten, which I don't have any belief in, but they're saying, I do have a little bit of a belief in the fact that when you get older and go through menopause and all that stuff, your weight changes, right? And you get this belly, and they're showing me my mother right now. So I don't care if you think I'm skinny. I hear that all the time. What I care about is how I feel about myself and how I'm happier, right? And that's what I want you to focus on. What do you need to be happy with you? That's all that matters. So this is around everything. Well, let's just make it that simple. Around everything, to bring everything in alignment that will exponentially create what we want and the happiness and peaceful state that we wish to live in. So they're asking us to claim the cocktail, and I'm going to read it and explain it to everyone. In the ionosphere and beyond, the ionosphere is an imaginary energetic, well, it's not really imaginary, it's scientific. It's the energetic band around, well, the first one is the earth. When we send out beliefs or claims, I am anything, it goes out to the ionosphere, and then it gets bounced back to us so that we continually keep creating it and living it. If you want to create and live something other than what you're getting right now, you've got to consciously start sending out something else. In the simplest way, I've got to start sending out, the older I get, the thinner, healthier, and flatter stomach I have. Because I've been focused for years, they're saying, this is a surprise to me, on the other thing, subconsciously. So I have to be conscious to look away from what seems to be my reality and send out to the ionosphere the reality that I want by claiming I already have it. Okay, in the ionosphere and beyond, I am creation. I am sending out to the ionosphere right now that I am the creation of everything. I am the frequency, literally the frequency, like a radio frequency. I am the frequency that tunes in the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my life. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation about everything I send out to the ionosphere. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic whole. I am the electrical charge, the frequency within my own electromagnetic system that is a part of all the electromagnetic system. I am the charge that creates everything. So whatever charge I send out to the ionosphere, that is what gets bounced back to me and is created in my reality. I am the power that makes the choice to be the charge of love and joy. I am the power that chooses my heart is open. And I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. That's what I send out consistently and consciously that gets bounced back to me in my life and gives me power. And so it is. So we are also claiming my heart is open. We are demanding the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding for everything coming into this show today. And so it is. And I can go to the callers. We're going to start with Karen in Canada. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. So nice to talk to you again. Did you say you
too,
created
darling.
A bear?
Yes, go to my website and you'll see it. It's on the homepage and it'll take you. It should be available by the end of summer, guys. Very excited about this. It's a bear that teaches children at a very early age to love themselves. Don't we wish we'd had one? But now I already have people that want to put it in retirement homes. We have organizations that work with preteen girls and early adolescents, and they want it because, you know, that's the time when their self-esteem is so challenged. And, you know, we use the term self-esteem so much, but self-esteem cannot be in place without self-love. So, yippee, it's very simple. I can't believe it hasn't been out there before, but the universe gave it to me because I asked and I did it. So what's up with you, baby?
That's beautiful. Well, it's funny that you were saying that because I took a job in the last year that is strictly selling and I'm an artist and I have been praying about what my next step is. So they're doing a campaign to raise money for sick kids and one of the managers just randomly asked me if I would paint a teddy bear and so I did and it's just opened up. I'm standing right here listening to you painting a teddy bear, another teddy bear, because the all of a sudden now everybody recognizes who I am because I've done children's murals for years, and I feel I'm an artist and a healer where I want to do something to heal the child within, and my artwork has always appealed to that, but it had stopped, and I didn't know why.
No, it didn't stop. It didn't stop. It didn't stop. So you put it on hold. Those are the highest words I'm being given. So do you know why you put it on hold?
No.
Okay. The first reason is that you kept praying for guidance. And
right.
A lot of people, Karen, a lot of people use that as an excuse not to move for themselves.
Oh.
So you all have heard the term, God helps him who helps himself.
Right.
So you have to say, God, I am committed to moving this work forward and getting it out in a big way into the world. Let's go. And then God, the angels, Atman, Buddha, the energy, the force can come in and go, whoa, here's a divine idea. Here's another divine idea. But until you commit and you say, we're going to do this, that energy can't intercede on your behalf. Do you understand?
There's a second
thing. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Under the Golden Sun.
Under the Golden Sun. Okay, they want you to know, Karen, you are the sun. Do you understand? You are part of it all, guys. Don't separate yourself from the great energy. You are part of the great energy. You make up the great energy. And that's why you have to take responsibility for creating yourself.
Wow.
You got
that
it?
That is so I got it, Dee. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love around all of that. And that was for every single person who's ever going to listen to this call. Quit waiting, because if you're waiting on another energy, you have not committed. You have got to commit first, and then the universe comes in and says, let's go. Thank you so much for that call, sweetheart.
Thank you. God bless you. I got
you
it.
You too, honey. Get it out there. Get it out there. We're going to inundate the world
with
love.
And I can't wait to get you there.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Jeannie, hi. Haven't heard from you. How are you, baby?
I just called to say hello.
Well, hello. So happy to have you here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I'm so glad the bears are coming out at the end of summer because I have two little boys to take care of.
I'm so excited about that, and I just, you know, when you just have so much love and excitement for something that every time you talk about it, people get it.
Yep.
You know? And that's when you can all get your heart behind you, people get you.
And it
they
makes, well, what you have done for the community that has been with you, and the new people, too, will pick it up very rapidly, is to coalesce in our minds what to do and how to do it.
Thank you.
I know it's
Thank
working.
You for that, Jeannie.
Well, I know it's working for me.
Oh, my God. You've expanded so incredibly beautifully this year. It's amazing. You just said, I'm going to do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And I'm
You're
getting
welcome.
Such wonderful compliments on the stuff I put on my Facebook page every day except this weekend because it's a hectic weekend, so I'm taking it off. I announced that and got four emails saying, how dare you?
Yeah, well, sometimes you've just got to stand up and walk your talk, too.
That's right.
You know, so anyway, you have really expanded yourself so amazingly this year, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, baby.
My love to everyone.
All right, Phyllis, what's up in Hawaii?
Oh, aloha, good morning.
Aloha.
Early here. Up with the sun. No, I really appreciated your opening words and everything. Congratulations on the bear.
Thank you.
But I think I know what I need to do. I just am a little bit just kind of surprised that I had a moment of kind of falling back. But I had a talk with my supervisor last week at my job. I thought, well, this is a really big move. I'm going to sit down and kind of talk to him and see what he needs from me and let him know kind of what I'm needing and blah, blah, blah. But it turned out he was tape recording the conversation. So he didn't really respond to anything I was saying. So it was just really bizarre. It's like, it was like, you know, it's like you're acting or something. You're saying these lines, even though, let's say, the person you're talking to is start ad-libbing, or so not ad-libbing, but I just was
They're
like,
not
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your fear? There's a fear here, Phyllis. What's your fear?
Yeah. Well, you
what
know, I
it?
Had a nightmare. What is my fear?
Yeah. Hold on. We're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. Hang on. Because this is plugging you into a big thing that you're going to get to let go of there. Thing.
Yeah.
Here. 2, 3, 4. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying it. So were you talking to him about some things that you wanted or didn't want? Or
yeah, he's just a poor supervisor. Is what it is. I think he may be under a lot of pressure. They're trying to fire him. I don't know what's going on, but I didn't realize. I thought I could just talk to him as a human. You know, I thought hey, you know, I noticed it's not working out. You can
okay,
tell me to do stuff.
What I'm hearing is you didn't clearly say what you want because you don't know what you want. So let's get to exactly what you want. And what that is I want to be heard. Those are the highest words. Yes. And this is, they're saying, this was kind of a buried secret place in you, but it makes sense if you track back everything that we've worked on with you, Phyllis, about this lack of respect and feeling judged and everything, that bottom line, there is still a part of Phyllis that feels like she's not heard. So you set this one up really well, because if people don't respond to us, if the universe doesn't respond to us, we don't feel heard and acknowledged. So we're all coming forward right now. We're directing our energy to know absolutely that I am heard. I am heard loud and clear. I am always acknowledged. I am always responded to, and I get what I want. And we're sending that out to the ionosphere right now, and I want you to consciously be aware this week that if you don't feel acknowledged and heard, you stop in that moment, turn it around, and go, no, I am creating right now the reality that I am heard and acknowledged, and I am feeling my love place. I'm feeling how awesome that feels, and I'm throwing that out to the universe and the ionosphere, and bounce it back to me and play with me now. And so it is. So they want us to balance that. They're saying this is a very big thing for everybody, and now they're showing me all of the riot stuff. People don't feel like they're heard, acknowledged, and respected. They expect that to happen, and so they're in reaction to life even before they have a chance to be heard and acknowledged, which is causing, you see, this is the beauty of all the webinars. This is the kind of information that comes through. So what they're tying together for us right now is any place in us that is feeling unheard or acknowledged is contributing to the energy of the riot. We claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. Because I wanted to talk about that on the show, and they said, no, can't talk about the riots and stuff. But you see, they brought it in because it wasn't really about the riot. Part of it is about not being acknowledged and heard in this life, in this world. And how many of us don't feel that way somewhere in our lives, right? Phyllis, I'm not getting anything else. I think that's why you called. Do you feel like that really resonated?
Yeah, that's on 100 million levels. Wow.
Okay, good. So you know your great opportunity now is to stay very conscious of this and keep putting out to the universe that you're heard and acknowledged, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You want to create new synapses now of the reality that you want. So everywhere and every moment you actually experience being heard and acknowledged. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling in.
love you. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. We are so freaking powerful. Caroline in Ontario, what's up?
Oh, goodness. I connect with everything that everybody says. I want to come in and say thank you. I love you and all that. You know that, but I'm going to say it anyway. All new people.
Well, can't ever hear enough, baby. Yeah.
Well, I love you. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Everything that you say, I connect with. It's all true. And I connect with everything that the ladies say. And I just want to sit here and cry. Because I don't...
Because
I don't feel heard, and I try every day, and yeah.
Well, I'm hearing you, and we're hearing you. So you see, Carolyn, you've got to hear and acknowledge yourself. You've got to hear that you're acknowledged within yourself. And then the world shows up like that. Again, guys, you've got to create the shift within you first to create the reality that you want to be living. Got it?
But shouldn't something on the outside change a little bit for us to know that we're heard? If everything always stays the same, and I have to go to work and I have to, you know, it's the routine life. My life is not. I go to work, I walk my dogs, I play with my horse, but there's more that I want. But I've wanted it for years, and nothing has changed.
What do you want, Caroline?
I want to be retired as a millionaire on my farm, and I want to play with horses, and I want to have a site, and I want to be an animal communicator, and I want to be very rich, and I don't want to have to go to work every day to make money anymore. I want to have fun.
Okay.
I want to have fun every day.
Okay, so stop there, because I'm going to teach a lot of lessons here, so everybody listen.
Okay.
She's saying she wants to have fun every day, but she's saying in the same breath, I can't do that now. And I'm saying to all of you and myself, you have to do it in the experiences that you have right now. And don't tell me you can't, because that's BS. You have a choice to have fun right now and love right now, doing everything that you're doing. In fact, you have to make that choice in order to create a new reality for yourself. You can't be pissed off and unhappy and then ask for more happiness. You can see the conundrum there. That's like saying, I have to go right, but I'm going left.
It's and that's why sometimes I stop listening to these shows, because I feel like I'm going nowhere. I go to work. The people are bitchy. I work for government. They bitch all day long. People wear perfume. I have scent. My eyes are so red. And they feel like they're bleeding. And I'm asking people not to wear perfume, and they wear perfume. I'm fighting with everybody. I can't breathe. I can't see.
Okay.
I can't be happy there.
Take a breath. Take a breath, Carolyn. Take a breath. Just take some deep breaths, because I want you to really hear those words that you just said. I'm fighting with everyone. You're fighting the world, sweetheart. And you have to accept the world and somehow find a way to love the world. And you can't do that until you love yourself. But you don't love yourself because you're not creating what you want. And it's not, you know, the money and the ease and the joy not going to be created for you easily if you're fighting the world, because you're saying, I hate this world. I'm fighting this world. Hey, world, could you be easy and effortless and joyful and bring me a lot of money and freedom? That's like saying to a guy, you're a big asshole. And I would never want to have a relationship with you. Oh, by the way, would you like to take care of me the rest of my life? You see, you're fighting yourself. If you're fighting the world, guys, in any way, you're fighting yourself. And you can stop listening to the shows, baby, but the truth doesn't change. So what I would suggest to you, since you have nothing to lose and you've been trying it the other way for so long, just try what we're talking about here. Say, okay, it's all about me. I got to shift me. I've got to figure out how to live more in love and joy and acceptance of this world and love and joy and acceptance of myself. That's my commitment every morning. Where's my love place? What does it feel like? I'm going to choose to go back there as much as I can. How long has it been since you've watched The Gift, which is the video presentation on the website about what the work is about?
A while, a couple of years.
Okay. I want you to go back, and more than watching it, really listen to it.
Okay.
It's free. It's free. There's no reason, there's no excuse that anybody out there shouldn't go right to the website and listen to The Gift. Which, by the way, if anybody's having problems with the website, please let me know. We're still trying to work out this, bringing it over to the other side. So they have given you everything, Carolyn. You have to choose now to move on it and start taking action within yourself. It's going to take some tough love. And like I said earlier, guys, you need to support yourself through this. So listen to as many things as you can, whether it's my stuff or somebody else's stuff. Find a meditation that works for you. Definitely find your love place. And get a support system going. You know, we've got a great collective consciousness site on Facebook where we can come together to support each other. Take some steps to really shift this energy for yourself, because that's what's going to create a different life for you. All right, baby? Thanks for calling in, sweetheart. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around making the choice. And let's see who's up. We're going to go to Chip in Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much,
baby,
for taking my call. Yeah. I have a problem that pretty much, well, it's been some, like, since I know you talked about the terrible childhood you had with the alcoholism, and I also have an entire family filled with that. But what frightens me is that my mother was so into it that when I made the mistake of leaving the state of Georgia, because I'm really from Jersey, but I was down in the Army in Fort Gordon, and then I stayed down there, and my father died, and there was a huge amount of harassment, really bad. They wanted the property and all. So when I made the mistake of trying to take care of her, working three part-time jobs up there, I didn't know that she actually had the deep and abiding visceral hatred of me. I had no idea.
Honey, stop. Chip, stop. Because they're yelling in my head. She did not have a visceral hatred for you. She had a visceral hatred for herself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's
what
you've got to understand. She hates herself so much that she's literally killing herself in embodiment.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her because she had this one Christmas I tried showing up at my brother's place, who also has the same problem. And she turned, it was like something out of The Exorcist. She turned and she said, in a man's voice, "I hate you." And her voice,
okay,
her face
all right,
changed.
Okay, all right, I don't want to hear all the story. You see, you keep telling yourself all this story, which holds it in your reality.
Right.
What do you want? Tell me what you want.
All right. What I want is, since I have been cheated out of every opportunity, every job that I've ever had.
Stop, baby. You've got to start catching yourself on all these perspectives that you're spewing out of your mouth. So everybody hates you. Everybody cheats you out of
No, it was just this type of family, but it spilled over. You know, and I was wondering if you had the those, I don't know if they're spirits telling you, what is stopping every time my financial, every time I get a job, even though I don't talk to family anymore, don't talk to anyone, I'm practically destitute, so I really need something.
Okay.
What is it, what is stopping me? Because even when I do get a job.
I got your answer. What's stopping you is that you do not revel in and experience the love for yourself. You are doing to yourself what your parents and how you perceive what the world has done to you. And now you're doing that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let go of and redirect the energy of I'm hated, everybody cheats me, all that stuff. You've got to really find your love place, Chip, and go, I'm going to decide. And you get up every morning before you get out of bed. I am committed in this day to experiencing how much I love me. I'm committed in this day to see how much the world loves me. And I'm going to see it, and I'm going to experience it, and I'm going to allow myself to live the love that I am and know how awesome I am and acknowledge my magnificence.
Mm.
You've got to start there, sweetheart. Otherwise, you don't see a world that can even respond to you and give you what you want.
And I was wondering, the one time I get this, the new Lassie program's on, a satellite, and you had this one fantastic, I keep telling people, you got to look at this woman, she's fantastic. Your acting was so great. When you, this one part, when you thought you got a diagnosis of breast cancer, and you were in the car screaming and yelling, I was wondering, you did everything I did when I got my diagnosis. Did you, like, did that really happen to you, or was that...
No.
Wow.
But you see, I channel in my acting the same way
man
I channel
alive.
There.
It
and
so...
whether it's cancer, whether it's MS, whether it's any kind of life-threatening thing, if you allow yourself to really experience the fear... Then you go there. You don't really have to create it, you see, because we all know what it would be like to be faced with our own immortality.
Wow. I was wondering, did you ever work with my grandmother had a younger son out in California. He lived in Pasadena, Thomas Bright. I don't know.
No, sweetheart.
Yeah, he worked behind the scenes and stuff, yeah.
I didn't, Chip. But listen, I have to wrap this call up. I want to know, did you get what I told you to do that's going to shift your life?
You said that because I'm when it comes to love, I'm numb.
Well, that's what I want you to start practicing. So I want you to go on the website. I want you to listen to some of the past shows. I want you to listen to all the free stuff. On the website.
And
start imdwallace.com.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Do you,
right,
says email. Do you know where the email is? I don't have the email.
You can email me through the website, d@imdwallace.com.
Oh, okay.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank
Good
you,
luck,
man.
Chip. You can do this. You can do this. Bob, I want to get to you in New York. What's up, honey?
So I wanted to report one piece of good news. One of the things that I have been brought into this life is to stand up to bullying, especially institutions. And on my mortgages, Chase had sold my servicing of my mortgage to another organization, which is not, shall we say, white glove treatment. And they were, so I went down to the basement, got my mortgage out, and I found that they were overcharging me both on interest and principal payments. And so I've challenged them, and we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to be pushed around. The real point of my calling in, though, is that, again, I put out wonderful proposals for I'm setting up a foundation, and it's going to be contributing to various organizations through the sale of my books. And I get a wonderful send-off, and then all of a sudden, or maybe not all of a sudden, but by and by, it peters out, and people don't return my phone calls. They don't take my meeting.
Okay, Bob. I want to stop you because we've got the highest thing here going on. So let's go back and track what we're working on together, which is mutual respect for all energy.
Yes.
And this goes back to some of the privates we've done together and some of the stuff that we've addressed on this show. Now, just in this little time, you have explained or used as examples an institution that's not respecting your energy. And then you went right into another example of how you are respected, and then you become disrespected and not heard and acknowledged, which is what we got to at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got a little theme going here, and what I want everybody to hear is if you want to be respected and acknowledged and heard, you must respect, acknowledge, and hear all other energy. So there's no energy less or greater than any other energy. I want everybody to hear that clearly. So any belief systems that are in place that have been sent out to the ionosphere about that, that is what's being bounced back to you. Now, there's one higher thing they want to give you. Book, song. Give me a movie, Bob.
A movie. Song of the South and Zippity Doodah.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because Song of the South and Zippity Doodah is a very happy song. And it also came out at a time where racism was probably the greatest in this country than it's ever been. So they're trying to show us how we talk out of two sides of our mouth at the same time, right? I wish I could remember the great gentleman's name who did that part. But I love the black actor who's pretending to play this part, and I love the song that he's doing, and it makes me feel so good as long as it stays there and I don't have to deal with somebody like that in my real life because that's where my prejudice is. So the highest thing, Bob, again, that you can continue to create your life with and get what you want. Okay, we're going to a play. Those are the highest words. Let go of the rules of. Those are the highest rules? Okay, the words. Let go of the rules of your pecking order that you've been taught. That there's a societal pecking order that you were taught in your life that you've got to redirect from love so that you can be honored in this life because you honor everything in this life. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I'm taking it in.
Okay, well, good. Take it in and ask to understand it from the point of view of love. So,
okay.
For example, I have a beautiful woman who comes to clean for me once a week. Now, I have a lot of people because I always get her birthday gifts. I always get her Christmas gifts. I always am hugging on her because I love her so much. And I have a couple of friends that go, Dee, you know, you really need to keep your health more in place. That is a phrase I can't even identify with. She comes in, and there's such an equal amount of respect and adoration that I know she would do anything for me that I asked her to do, not because, quote-unquote, she works for me, but because we have this mutual respect for each other. And, again, Bob is bringing in something, and now, again, they're showing me the riot. This is a part of all of us, guys, that has been in place for eons and eons and eons that we have got to redirect and send out to the ionosphere. It's one of the biggest things that's going to affect the collective consciousness right now. And so it is. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. That's everything, Bob. Keep me posted.
Thank you.
Email me. Yes, you bet, honey. Wow, you guys. Who knew this is such a show? Susan, I want to get you on, but you have to talk quick, honey. Hi.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was just calling because it seems like I'm just not being inspired to do the spiritual and the artwork that I've been wanting to do lately, because I'm like more consumed with what's going on with the financial and just getting through all the things that have been happening.
Okay, Susan, give me a song.
Nobody knows the trouble I'm in.
Okay. All right. Good. So that's really what it's about. It's not that you're not in. Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm being corrected as I speak. You're not being inspired. You're not inspiring yourself because this whole thing with the bankruptcy and everything has taken your focus back to your story. And in trying to get out of the financial mess that you were in, it's pulled your focus back to the stuff you're trying to let go of. Bring your focus back to what you want to create, baby. And you have to stay very conscious. This is the same place as if you're threatened with a disease, guys. Your focus gets pulled off back on what's wrong and all the doctors and what you have to do to heal yourself. It takes a lot of consciousness to keep focus on I am perfect health and I'm love and I'm joy and I'm energy and all is well. But that's the reality that you want to create. And it was falling out of that reality or never understanding and claiming that reality that created us getting in the things that we have to fix in the first place. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do understand that because I've been working. It seems like it's been hard to not focus on that aspect and to focus on, you know.
Yes, it's a challenge. And so
Let's
start claiming that it's easy. Start claiming that in the midst of our challenges, it's easy and effortless for us to bring ourselves back to the empowerment of love and send that out to the ionosphere consistently. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. With an open heart, we claim I am divine love. So it is. That's the highest thing, Susan, and for everybody. Thanks for calling in, baby. It's good to hear from you again. Oh, I so tried to get to everybody, but I just couldn't make it, guys. I love these shows, and I love being with you, and I love what we get to, everybody, because there's still some energy out there that's hearing the words and not taking consciously the redirection of them. So everybody listening to this at any time, get on board now. And absolutely claim that you are behind all of these positive claims, that you are the power of you, and this is the direction of your energy, to know this, to do this, and to consciously live in this every moment of the day, all the time. And so it is. Until we meet again, guys, love yourselves. Love yourselves and love yourselves more. I'm telling you, go to the four cornerstones when you fall out and go over them. They will bring you back in the snap of a finger. Love yourself enough to do that. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.